Our KXT live sessions are made possible through the support of Jason Writings. My name's Jeannie Mascoro. I'm very, very happy to have M. Ward here in studio with me today. He's got this really gorgeous new solo album that just came out a few days ago. It's called More Rain. It's pretty ironic and perfect considering all the deluge we've had this morning. So, Matt, M. Ward, thank you so much for coming in today.
Great to be here.
Does all this rain make you feel like you're back home in Portland?
I do feel like I'm back home right now.
Well, you certainly couldn't have picked a better day to come in. Which song would you like to play for us first?
I'm going to do the first single from the new record. It's called Confession. Anybody got a load that they need lifted? Anybody got a pain in their heart? There's a place you can go when they're conspiring against your confession. Anybody need a body to save a day? Anybody need a love that goes all the way? There's a place you can go where I know they'll never find your confession. Confession. The mother lode, confession to a virgin goes, admission forces you know, admission of ones you don't. Anybody miss the train of love at the station? Anybody lose a ticket stub or go home? There's a place you can go where I know they'll never find your confession. Confession of the mother lode, confession to a virgin ghost. Admission, the force says you know. Admission of ones you don't. Confession, I force that lips. Confession, you don't know what it is. Admission, but you know it's true. Admit that it don't come from you.
Very, very nice. That's Confession from M. Ward's brand new album called More Rain here on 91.7 KXT, our live sessions. And More Rain is a really gorgeous album. It's kind of like this party where all these different styles and people were invited and they brought all the good stuff with them.
I like that. I like that interpretation very much. I'll take it.
Okay. Well, I love it because you've got, you know, Katie Lang doing harmonies on Little Baby, which is it's just breathtakingly beautiful. You've got Nico Case on Time Won't Wait, and the Secret Sisters, and Peter Buck on the song called Temptation, right?
Yep.
That really cool guitar work. And there's another song on the album, Little Baby, both have this little touch of doo-wop.
Yeah, that was the original idea for the record, is I wanted to try experimenting with layering my voice. And I've normally relied on guitars and percussion and other things to kind of create the drama for the records. And this was a attempt to create some interesting harmonies, definitely inspired by Brian Wilson and stuff that inspired him. So that's the way the record started. So it grew into all these different kinds of sounds. But when I hear the record, I hear where it started, which was, yeah, just vocals and guitar.
It's a really, really beautiful record, and I understand it took 4 years to make.
Yeah, it took 4 years in and out of the studio. How I normally work is a couple weeks on and a couple months off. And then you come back with fresh ears and you try to make things better.
It all falls together very, very beautifully. And, you know, considering all the other work you're doing with She and Him and Nico Case and Jenny Lewis, and you also just produced the brand new Mavis Staples album, which is really, really fantastic. Did it take a lot of arm twisting for people to think, okay, well, yeah, sure, I'll write a song for Mavis Staples?
I wouldn't say arm twisting, just a little bit, maybe hand wringing. Like, how am I going to do this? This is, you know, this is a legendary singer. How can we bring material to match anything that, you know, Mavis has done, let alone the Staples singers? But we were lucky to get a couple dozen really great songs. It's a shame we had to cut it down to just about a dozen songs, but we really love how it turned out, and Mavis was great to work with, and her band was incredible.
Yeah, you've got songs from Nico Case, Dick Cave, Toon Yards. How did you reach out to all these people?
Well, I was lucky. The label had already reached out to like probably like 20 artists before I was even on board. So it's good, because if I was on board, I'd want to invite all my friends, and that wouldn't have been maybe very good. So it's it was great that the label had all this stuff in place when I got there.
Well, speaking of other collaborations, did you have to keep the brand new Case Lang Veers project under your hat? Did you know about that before anyone else did?
I did. I wanted to tell the world, but they said, don't tell the world. So I didn't. What a great record that's turning out to be, though. I've only heard a few songs, but yeah, I'm excited for that to come out.
I am, too. Now, do you have anything coming up with She and Him or Monsters of Folk?
You know, She and Him and Monsters of Folk, we always are talking about, you know, what's going to happen next. And it's going to be, you know, music that starts off in the studio, I think. But it's just a puzzle to get the schedules aligned. So something will happen. I just don't know when.
Well, how about touring for More Rain? A big tour plan for that?
Yeah, I'll be touring America and Europe in the spring and summer. And then probably Australia, Japan in the winter. We'll see what happens, but hopefully make it back to Texas soon.
Please do, and come back by the studio here.
I'd love to, anytime.
Oh, perfect. Well, do you have time for one more song?
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm going to do a song called Girl from Caneo Valley. Slow brain winner. First name Rollo, walks on good behavior from his cell. And my old girlfriend used to not to, but now knows him well. And slow thinking Lincoln, nicknamed Needles, used to call me deep down from his little corner of hell. And my old girlfriend used to not to, but now knows him well. Name's a mystery. He charges for rides in his sidecar seat. Yeah, and my old girlfriend used to not to, but now rides for free. Throw me a line,
the girl from Conejo Valley used to be mine. Helicopter, would you throw me a line? 'Cause a girl from Conejo Valley used to be mine. Thanks a lot.
I love that song. That's Girl from Conejo Valley from the brand new M Ward album called More Rain here on 91.7 KXT, where our live sessions are all made possible through the support of Jason Writing. So if you're out there right now, be sure to go out, get this album. It's absolutely gorgeous. And hopefully, Matt M Ward, you'll be back in town soon to entertain the crowd so they can see it live.
Let's plan on it.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks a lot.
We're 91.7 KXT.